Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
103.3 The Eagle.
Hello, Dave.
I have the best job in the world, man. Hey, I pick up the phone and George Thorogood's on the phone. How about that?
What can I do for you? What's on your mind?
Rock and roll, buddy.
Rock and roll. I think it's been on our mind ever since Elvis Presley went on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Exactly right, man. What I've got on my mind is talking to the high-energy boogie-woogie blues bad boy.
Wasn't there a song called The Boogie-Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B?
Yeah, there was.
Now, we get Bette Miller to do a song called The Boogie Woogie Bad Boy.
You need to write it, man. It'll make you rich.
I'll give you the money. I just want to be famous.
You're already rich, and you're already famous, so I'll take the money. Hell yeah.
I'm already famous? Gee.
Yeah.
I'll have to check on my account about that rich business.
Yeah, that's probably somebody else's gig. Your gig's rocking. I get that. We're looking forward to your visit here in Tulsa, man. You're playing The Joint, which sounds like kind of a sleazy place. It's really very nice, so you have to come here and sleaze it up a little for us, man.
Well, you know, the idea is when we come to the Hard Rock, you clean it up and we mess it up.
Somebody got to come in there with a mop and a broom after George is done.
Yeah.
Who are your big influences? We just lost Chuck Berry, one of the greats. Obviously, Chuck Berry's probably one of your big influences, especially as a guitar player. Who are some of your other favorites?
Many of them. I'm big on Bo Diddley, John Lee Hooker. You know, they're probably the two strongest influences on me as a guitarist because they're very basic, very primitive. Their music isn't complicated, but it's very powerful, very direct. Everybody who's ever picked up a guitar for more than 5 minutes has been influenced by Chuck Berry.
Yeah, one of the first licks you learn as a player is Johnny B. Goode, no doubt.
No doubt. Even I can play it. Can you believe that?
Yeah. I believe that. Chuck Berry was one of the greats, no doubt about that. And so is George Thorogood.
Well, I make a living, you know. Chuck Berry is one of the greats. Chuck Berry might be the greatest. He was the only guy that could keep the Beatles, the Stones, and Dylan on hold, and they would wait for him. But Chuck Berry waits for no man. So he's probably like our Marlon Brando, like when it comes to actors. When you start talking music, it always ends up with Chuck Berry. You know, he's the man. What can we say?
Well, there are a lot of great guitar players from here in Tulsa, man, like the great Elvin Bishop.
Mm-hmm. That's my homeboy, Elvin Bad Boy Bishop. There's practically nothing you can tell Elvin Bishop about the guitar. He's as good as they come.
Yeah, you're not getting any argument from me, but Tulsa has such a rich music heritage, man, with Leon and Elvin Bishop.
Well, you got a pretty great guitarist from Oklahoma in one Roy Clark. Just remember, Roy Clark is a phenomenal guitar player.
Yeah, no argument from me on that, man. He's incredible. Just a different genre, you know?
Well, still great is great, you know.
Absolutely. What kind of guitars are you playing? I know you play the big hollow body. Is that a Gibson 125 or 335?
125.
What are your other favorites, man? Mm-hmm. You like always Gibsons or you do Fender sometimes?
I'm not much of a Fender man. I've tried just about every guitar. There's a lot of guitars I like. The 125 is the only one I know how to play. Well, when I saw Chuck Berry, he was playing a Gibson. Keith Richards was playing a Gibson, so I said, I'll get a Gibson.
Good place to start. How did you get started, man? How did you get into the business?
Well, I really didn't know anything about any other business, so it was always on my mind since I was a kid. And, you know, I was always giving tips to other bands and about what songs to play and people to fill in. And, you know, it was just a constant. So I said, my parents came and said, listen, this is the only business you know anything about. Not that I knew everything about it or I was an expertise, but they said, this is the only business you seem to know something about this. Now, that's a start. You're not going to start your own construction business, George. You're not going to get a string of hamburger stands or become an accountant for a big firm. That's just not going to happen. This is what you're cut out to do. So they advised me to get moving on it as quickly as possible.
Well, this probably sounds like pretty good advice.
Parents have a knack of being able to see their children more than the children themselves. You know, you might have a passion, but the parents look at the kids and go, this is what this kid should be doing. This is what they're cut out for. And I was fortunate that, you know, my parents saw me at an early age, and as I was getting older and I wasn't doing anything, they kind of put their foot down and said, listen, you can't sleep on our couch forever. you got to get out there and do this thing, because that's, my mother once said, because George, you know you can't work. So, and they weren't trying to put me down. They were right. I tried to work. I wasn't any good at it. Hey, can you imagine Tom Petty being the vice president of a chain of banks?
Oh, yeah, no, it just can't. No, not going to happen.
No, it doesn't work. You know, it's just, that's the way it is.
Yeah, but I can imagine Tom Petty being one of the most prolific songwriters of our time.
Well, sometimes you can't deny your destiny. You know, he didn't know that when he was 10, but what he did know when he saw Brian Jones on television was that's what I'm cut out to do. You know, you don't wake up being a great songwriter. Like, you got to work at it. And I'm sure to initially Tom Petty and Springsteen and Chrissy Hines and Mellencamp and all those people, when they were in junior high school, early high school, said, that's what I'm cut out to do, and that's what I'm going to do, and I'm just going to take it to whatever level I can do it, as long as I stay with it. But, those people were destined to do what they do. It's a natural fit, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and you were lucky enough that your parents recognized that early on, and they kept pushing you in this direction.
Well, I'd say they gently prodded me. You know, my parents weren't big on pushing their children, but they encouraged me. I didn't need much more encouragement, let me tell you. You know, my parents said, George already knows he's a star. He doesn't know how to play or sing, but that's beside the point.
Right, that'll come later.
Yeah.
Well, you were lucky that you had parents that encouraged you, though, man, because I know a lot of guys I grew up with that wanted to be in a rock and roll band, their parents wouldn't allow it, wouldn't let them do it.
Well, maybe their parents saw that it wasn't something they had the potential to do. Now, anybody who saw, maybe Elvin Bishop picked up the guitar when he was 11, and in 2 days his parents said, man, this kid is a wizard. He's good at this thing. So sometimes it's not always the parents' fault. Sometimes the parents can see in the child, this isn't what you're cut out for. You might love it and everything, and we don't want to see you, busting the rest of your life doing something you were cut out to do to begin with.
Well, we're looking forward to this show, man. The joint at the Hard Rock coming up on the 30th. We'll definitely have to clean up after you.
Let's hope so. If it doesn't work that way, we didn't do our job, did we, Dave?
That's exactly right. I'm all pumped, man. George is coming back to town.
Rock and roll never sleeps. It just passes out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.